Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
You know about it because you live here in Georgia, and the rest of the world knows about this story also.
I can't change who I am.
Instead of going to school, 16-year-old Jonathan Escobar has been sitting at home.
I want people to know that it's okay to be different, gay or straight.
He says when he enrolled at school, he asked administrators questions about how he could dress.
What if I were to wear a brightly colored wig? What if I were to wear heels?
He says the school indicated it wouldn't be a problem, but then it was.
There was a fight in school. Someone said something rude about me, and the other person defended me.
Escobar recently moved from Miami to Georgia to live with his sister.
They didn't want me to dress like this in school.
He dropped out of the Georgia high school after only going for 4 days.
This kid's had to deal with all of this over the last 72 hours. It's pretty impressive. Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm a little tired, but I'm doing good.
Oh, I bet. So where does this whole story start? You move to Miami from Georgia, and you're living with your sister, right?
Yes, correct.
For what reason?
There's so many lies out there. People edited the interview as if my parents didn't accept me. That's not true. My parents love me. They accept me. The reason why I came to Georgia was because, you know, Georgia has, the schools are better, and I wanted a better education. Miami is sad to say, but the schools suck.
Mm-hmm. And you chose Georgia,
which is traditionally not really statistically the highest in the country either. But
that was your option to be able to come live with your sister, though, right?
Well, my family's in Georgia. My sister came here and she experienced school. And she said it's way better than Miami. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not like you were running away from anything in Florida. Like you said, some of the rumors on the internet is that your folks weren't supporting you. There were other people saying that the same thing was happening to you in Florida. So you just thought you'd bring it to Georgia.
Oh, none of that. Miami. True. I didn't really dress like this so much in Miami. You know, I toned it down a bit. Mm-hmm. Around my birthday, I did go all out. And the principal, all I did was just pull me into the office to see who I was. And after that, they sent me back to class. I guess because Miami, you know, people are more open. And Georgia, it's just, I mean, very ignorant, narrow-minded people.
All right, so you show up to North Cobb High School on the very first day, and you're probably like a whole bunch of other students that are all excited about getting that first day outfit out, except yours looked like what? What exactly did you have on?
Actually, I didn't know I was going to start my first day. I was just enrolling in Miami. When you enroll, you know, you start the next day, not that day. Mm-hmm. So that day, I mean, I had my little vintage jacket on, a little vintage jacket, and I had on skinny jeans and flats. People didn't know that when I went to school, when you see me in the interviews, that's not how I dressed in school. When I went to school, I followed the rules. I didn't dress so differently. And when you Google me, you're going to see stuff that says, too much makeup, school can't handle. And that's ridiculous because all I wore was foundation.
Okay, so there was no dress because we've heard that name thrown around quite a bit. No dress.
No, no dress.
Was there high heels?
No.
A pink wig?
Okay, the pink wig issue is, like, so ridiculous. If people didn't understand, it was all a joke. On Monday, I was telling people, you know, people were asking me, oh, what other wigs do you have? I said, oh, I have a very bright pink one, you know. I decided to get it because of Britney Spears, you know, when she shaved her head bald, she had a little pink wig. So, you know, it was just a joke. And then Wednesday, you know, I brought it to school and I was just showing people. And then I placed it on during lunch. And people made a big deal out of it.
Is the part of the story true that you dropped out rather than them kicking you out?
Yes. They never kicked me out.
Okay, so when they called you into the office the final time, that what was the straw that broke the camel's back, I guess?
Yeah, we're sort of moving ahead quickly. Like, we haven't even gotten to the point where they said anything to him at all on the first day.
I mean, the thing that's really unfair about this is that when I went to school, I asked them, can I wear this stuff? And they said yes. And then 3 days later, they tell me it's an issue because of students.
Okay, so let me stop you there for just 1 second. When did you have that talk with administration? Before school started?
Wednesday. No. Oh, which talk? The one talk that I can't go or the one that I can go?
I want to know when you asked and said, can I wear this? And they said yes. When did that conversation?
I said Monday when I was being enrolled.
Okay.
Which was during school.
Okay. And was that a teacher that told you that or was that the principal that said
it
this?
It was someone I worked in the office. And it wasn't just one person. He called another female in and to get her opinion.
Okay. So you're
And they told me, you know, the rules, Jonathan, the rules are the same for men and girls. There's you have the freedom of expression. I said, thank you. You know, I should have recorded it. I should have knew this would have happened. I should have recorded it.
Now, let me ask you about the going to the women's restroom issue. In the paper yesterday or day before, they said that that's where it really came to a head is because you were demanding to use the girls' bathroom.
This is so ridiculous. If you read the one that says, you know, I read some of the articles, and it says that the office told me I could use the office bathroom, and instead, you know, I used the girls' as if I'm being rebellious. I only used the girls' bathroom one time, which was Monday, and when I was being enrolled, I told the guy, you know, what bathroom do you prefer to me to use? I don't want any drama. You know, I was telling him my reasoning. I was like, if I go to the guy's bathroom, I get harassed. Of course, you know, look how I'm dressed. I understand people are not going to accept me. And he was like, okay, well, you can use the girl's bathroom. And I was like, I told him, you know, I could also use the administrator's bathroom, you know, just in case there's a girl that has a problem with it. And then he was like, okay, you can use the girl's bathroom and it will make you a pass. You know, so you can just come to the office and you show them your pass. And then he also got the other girl in, the one that talked to me about the clothing. Mm-hmm. And she said the same thing. Yeah, we'll make you a pass. So Tuesday, you know, the principal took me out of class to get to know me. And then she said, oh, have you been using the girl's bathroom? I said, yes, I used it Monday. And then she was like, why? I was like, oh, because they told me they'll make me a pass. And she's like, oh, it's okay. You don't need a pass. Let me just show you to the office. Let me show you around so people know who you are. That way you don't need a pass.
Hmm. All right,
that's the truth. They're making it seem like I'm being rebellious, and they told me that from the get-go, and then I decided to use the girl's bathroom instead, which is so untrue.
Okay, so you were proactive when you first got there about your dress and about any harassment, any potential tension, and you seemed to resolve the issue with administrators that first day.
Yes, I was trying, you know, trying to respect everyone. You know, I'm not going to change who I am as a person. I'm an artist. This is my art. It's how I express myself. And as an American, I mean, I say in every interview, I have freedom of expression. What's going on here?
Hey, Linda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
All right. Before you get critical, I just want everybody to just be clear that this is a 16-year-old kid we're talking about here, okay? This is not a 34-year-old Burt Show listener that's going through some weird drama, okay?
Right. Okay. And I'm not calling to criticize him. I understand. I think everybody needs to be able to express themselves. But I have a very difficult time being a teacher and working for Cobb County, knowing administration, that they would look at somebody and say, yes, a boy, and say, you can use the girls' bathroom. I think I have a very challenging time with that. I don't think they would ever do that. Because, for one, that's in violation of the girls.
All right, well, let's ask Jonathan that. Jonathan, so that specific conversation, they gave you the option to use any bathroom you wanted.
They told me I could use the girls.
Who is they?
The administrator. They didn't say always. They said, you know, if it's an emergency, we'll make you a pass to use the bathroom in the office.
So the option really was either use the guy's bathroom where you thought you would be harassed, or they said as an option, use the administrative office, and if it's a real emergency, you can use the girl's.
Yeah, they said use the office. They said they don't really want me in the girl's bathroom. I said, well, if I have an emergency, you know, I can't use the guy's bathroom. I get harassed. They're like, it's okay, we understand, but we don't want any problems, so we'll make you a pass for Tuesday, and then you could come to the office. I said, perfect. And, you know, I didn't think I had to use the bathroom, but... you know, who knew I had to use it, and I went to the girls.
And that doesn't make sense to you, Linda?
Well, let me just say really quickly, Jonathan, did they say you could or not?
They did. They said pretty much, you know, the first day it's okay, but we're going to make you a pass.
It's not pretty much.
They prefer you not to, but they didn't directly say no. That's what I'm trying to get to.
They didn't say absolutely.
So anyone, you know, you get me?
What's your beef here, Jeff?
I don't understand
what he's saying. Like, he's not, they pretty much didn't say...
They didn't say, no, you cannot use the girls' bathroom. They said, you know, they tried to sugarcoat it to say no, but they didn't directly say no. You're getting what I'm trying to say?
No, not at all. Really not even on the same planet.
Well, I think they should make another bathroom, and then they should put a little brain on it.
which is great, but you can't expect them to do that 24 hours into your arrival at a new school.
Mm-hmm. You know, what bathroom do you prefer me to use? They never said I cannot use the girls' bathroom.
Well, nobody here has ever told me that I can't use the girls' bathroom. That's never been explicitly said.
I think we're so off-center here. I think we're focusing on this one issue that might upset people, but the real issue here, at the core of it all, is the teachers only had to make this decision, and the administrative make this decision based on one word, and that was a distraction to the other students. And if you were a distraction, they had to do something about it. And I can't hear this broad... argument for distraction yet.
Well, and I don't necessarily agree that they have to do something about a distraction. I think it's the nature of high school students to be judgmental and mean in many cases to something that's new, mm-hmm. but it's also the nature of high school students to accept new and different much quicker than I think many adults will. So I would have liked to seen a situation
about a boy dressing up like a girl.
Well, there's going to be some people who never... There's going to be some people who never come around to that.
I think that Kennesaw, Georgia needs to realize that this is a small little place and there's a bigger world out there. And then to realize that there's different people out there.
So what happened to make you stop going to school?
That's what happened. They told me that I cannot dress like that. I have to dress more manly.
So the words that they exactly used were you had to dress more manly. And they said it was because you were creating a distraction, right?
I'm a distraction to the students. And her exact words were, Jonathan, you cannot dress in the opposite sex.
And the only information that you have so far about distractions are that there were two students that got into a fight over you and that the football team was staring at you. Outside of that, you don't have any concrete evidence about distractions.
That's pretty much what she said to me.
And who is she?
You want me to tell you how she looks? I know that.
What's her title?
She's only been there 3 days, man.
But if somebody is going to call me and tell me that I can't do a certain thing, I'm going to ask her what authority she has
to do 16,
that.
At 16, you are?
Yes.
At
16?
Yes.
I commend his activism. I commend anybody who's activist, and I totally disagree with the fact that people should always just kind of play the straight line and everybody should...
I didn't
say
that.
Go,
anyway,
Melissa, go.
Jeff, you want respect, but you're not respectful. So
I've heard your point 10 times.
And we've heard yours 27 times, Jeff. I mean, you're being red-faced banging on the desk. And I don't understand why you're so angry at a 16-year-old.
I just wish that it doesn't matter if it's Georgia or Mississippi or Alabama, that I hope, you know, maybe some people might not like me because of my attitude, but you have to have a big attitude or else people are going to push you over, you know? If I didn't have this attitude, then I think I'd be a very depressed person in school with all the criticism and all the bullying, I guess. So you have to have good self-esteem, and, you know.
What's the next step for you? So North Cobb High School calls you today, and they're like, Jonathan, let's talk this out. What's your next move?
I'll go immediately and talk it out.
Good for you. That'll be a good thing.
Above all, I just hope that I can make a difference in trying to make a school more open-minded, more accepting to kids that dress differently.
And you will do that by staying in school.
Yes.
You know, and you'll make a bigger impact.
I would go back to school. I mean, I had a good time there. I met lovely people.
I just think you'll make a bigger impact if you stay in school or any school, you know,
well, like I said,
Cobb County or not. And
this lady contacted me. She works with like gay prides and stuff, and she's helping me trying to get into a school that's very accepting. She said there's one in Cobb County that is known for a lot of gay students, and they're very accepting to the gays and stuff.
Well, good for you, and just, you know, get your education, finish high school.
Okay, Mom.
And
you know what? Turn down that music and cut your hair.
Daughter of a principal right now.
Yeah, I know.
And remember, when you wash your hands, sing happy birthday.
I am my mother's daughter right now because...
gets all the germs for the swine flu.
My mom is a middle school principal, and, you know, she has been an educator for over 30 years, and I just think that's the most important thing. If you withdraw and sit on the couch and don't get your education, you won't make a difference in anybody's world.
True. If a school doesn't accept me, I am going to go to beauty school and then try to get into fashion and stuff.
I definitely think that's your route,
I mean,
for sure.
I have two ways. I'm going to either go to school. I would like to go to school so I can get a diploma. But if that doesn't work out, I could get my GED and then go to beauty school and then get into fashion and be something big, you know?
Man's got a plan. All right, Jonathan.
I think you could do it. Call it Miley for Men. And I think it's a teen-targeted men's line.
Hey, we'll be tracking you. And
bad.
If anything comes up over the next couple of days, I hope we can get you back on, man.
Okay, thank all of you so much.
All right, good luck to you.
Jonathan, you're welcome.
Have a good day, Jeff.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Here, Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here, Bert Show.
Bethany emailed us. She's all stressed out because this one here is a date that has been a decade in the making.
This could be a one that got away closure call first date Friday.
Whoa. Destiny.
Just curious.
Whoa. Use our show.
Right.
Wow, that's a lot.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, Bethany.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm like a nervous wreck.
Sure,
I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay, so for 10 years you've been jockeying for this guy?
Yeah, 10 years.
Like, what's gotten in the way of going out with him?
Well, the way that we met originally was we worked together, and I was a supervisor, so it wasn't. We even talked about it. We flirted a lot. We just sort of flirtatiously were like, "Yeah, it's too bad we can't date. You know, I'm his boss. Ha ha." You know, but there was a lot of attraction going on for sure.
You had that little office flirty thing going on all the time.
Uh huh. Yep. Yeah, and you know, I mean. I just was always, like, incredibly attracted to him in every way. Like there's definitely chemistry there, but also just he's a really good, smart, fun guy, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So,
she can't even breathe.
I know. I can hear the anxiety.
I know.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you know, other things came up. He ended up moving to Charleston for a job, and we stayed in touch. We were always sort of in touch through email and stuff, but... He was gone, you know, he had a girlfriend, they got married, they didn't have any kids, they divorced, now he's back in town. That's sort of like the short version of like, okay. And you know, we're on Facebook together now, like we've been in touch.
And you truly feel like this is the man, worth waiting 10 years for?
Well, I think he could be. I mean, I don't know now that I had these sort of situations come up, I don't know what to do, but before that, yeah.
How long has he been divorced?
That happened when he was still in Charleston, and it's been almost 2 years.
Okay.
And how did how did the date come about for this weekend? Like, who asked who?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we emailed back and forth. Now that he's back in town, it was just sort of like, oh, we should get together. And then I honestly don't remember whose idea it was. like who initiated that it would be tonight at 8 o'clock. But he was the one who was like, so finally we're going on a date. Like, this, we've been waiting a long time. Here it is. We're going on a date.
So he labeled it. So he labeled it. This is not just us meeting for dinner. This is,
yeah,
I'm digging on you. Okay. You're digging on me. This is a date.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Which is exciting and wonderful, except that I might have to cancel.
Okay. No. It's been 10 years. Why do you have to cancel?
Why?
Well, it's okay. One of them's less embarrassing. I'm going to start with the less embarrassing one. It's stressful. I feel like there's a lot of pressure. At least, like, I'm really nervous and
just,
excited,
you know what?
And I haven't been getting a lot of sleep. And
Bethany, it's like a band-aid.
My face completely broke out.
You what?
Like, my face completely broke out. Like,
that sucks.
Horribly, embarrassingly. Like, that happened earlier in the week, so I've been trying everything. Mm-hmm. Absolutely everything. There's this, like, Neutrogena stuff, and I even borrowed Proactiv from a friend of mine, thinking, you know, that's supposed to be, like, the miracle cure. And I still look like a mess. My face is a mess.
Well, but you can go and get, like, your makeup, like, professionally done, or go to one of the department stores, and they'll do your makeup.
Can't they
do a good job?
Airbrush makeup that covers stuff right up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, well, it might cover up the fact that the zits are red, but it won't cover up the fact that they're, like, three-dimensional objects almost existing in their own, you know what I mean?
I hate that.
You said this was
they're popping off my face.
Their
like,
own gravitational
it's not
pull.
Like they're the ingrown ones or whatever. I don't even know what they call them, but they show, even if they're covered with cover up, they still show.
Aww.
Now, what did you said that was the less embarrassing of the.
That, honestly, yeah, that's pretty horrible.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a woman. I like to look good. That's horrible in itself, but the other one is like, so awful that thank God you changed my name, because I want everyone to know this.
I want to know.
I have really bad gas.
Oh, yeah.
And I have for a few days, and I've been trying everything. I mean, everything under the sun that,
IBS.
You know.
You're a nervous, you're a nervous
and the
gassy
gas sex
person.
Stuff, and I even tried Pepto-Bismol, even though that's not really what it's for. Honestly, if I can't get rid of, I mean.
So basically, you've got.
I want significant improvement, but the gas thing—I got to get rid of it, or I cannot see him.
So you've got a date with your dream man. Is it tonight or tomorrow night?
It's tonight at 8 o'clock.
So you're less than 12 hours away from a date with your dream man, and you're a farting pussy mess.
Oh, y'all are laughing at her, but this is not funny.
No, I understand the gassy thing here, because I get gassy when I get nervous also. And there's nothing really that I can do about it either. You get bloated and you're uncomfortable, and it feels like you weigh 100 pounds more than you normally do, and you just don't want to be around it. I am feeling on you. I totally get it.
What about,
it sucks.
What about like a Rolaids or a Tums or a...
For some people, those don't work for me at all.
That's
Beano,
more the stomach. You need something for
nothing.
Further down. Nothing
well,
works.
Can
nothing.
You use it as a suppository?
Put a Rolaids up your butt.
Oh, God.
That's horrible. I think the only reason I'm laughing is because it's cute. I mean, because it's
it's adorable.
Because you're so nervous about this guy and really care about this guy. But I would hate for you to sabotage it, you know, because, I don't know. I think you still have to go on the date.
Yeah, you can't put it off because you're going to have
the
same
symptoms
the next time.
I know that because just from being in the dating world, I just kind of learned that, like, if a first date doesn't happen, usually you never end up seeing the person. I don't know why.
Don't ruin
usually,
this.
Usually, like, someone who can't make the effort to be there for the first date, they just never. It never ends up happening, and I can't go like this.
No, you gotta go. You gotta go because seriously, this will just happen the next time that you plan a date for 4 weeks from now. It's going to happen again. So you might as well just get it over with.
Mm-hmm. Can you make like a spa appointment to get a massage, maybe to relax you, aromatherapy, something just to settle you down, and maybe everything will calm back down
and
the
better
gas
bring
will go away?
A couple extra fives to tip that therapist.
Yeah, when you're that gassy, you don't want anybody's hands on you. I'm telling you that.
Well, just to relax. She needs
but the
something
gas is
to
coming
go
from
to
being
maybe
stressed
a
out.
Yoga class and
yeah,
just let
something.
It out.
That happens
like hot
in yoga,
yoga
class all the time.
Because you're allowed to, and you're allowed to just fart in a yoga class, right?
But it's, you know, releasing the tension, Jeff.
Right, but you're allowed to. I mean, people do it.
I don't think the people do it intentionally, but if it happens,
I bet you're squeezing so tight. I bet you get you're burning more calories squeezing your butt than you are actually doing the poses.
And then I'll have a really nice, I guess it can improve your physique in some ways. I don't know.
You just gotta go.
Maybe the yoga's a good idea if I can, like, squeeze in a class after work, but
No, I agree with Wendy. You got to relax.
Maybe, I don't know, a massage in my lunch hour? I don't know.
Well, the problem here is you just don't have like a tank of gas that if you go to yoga, you're going to get it all out of you. You're going to be gassy the entire time because your stomach's upset. You're going to be nervous, so it keeps producing gas. I'm kind of an expert on this. So,
does it really bother you?
If I get really, really nervous, the first thing that happens is that. Like so when I was on that Jeopardy game, man, I was so gassy in Jeopardy.
The pyramid?
The pyramid, yeah.
So if I called you on Sunday and said, dude, you're not going to believe this, Oprah Winfrey's in studio tomorrow.
Gassy.
You would fart the next 24 hours.
When Usher comes in or J-Lo came in, oh, I'm a ball of gas.
You've never run down to the car like after the show and you're like, oh, thank God I'm in the car and just, you know.
Well, I've certainly had gas, but I don't ever experience it. Like, it doesn't come from nerves.
Yeah. Before the soccer game that I play on Saturday, because it's the first soccer game I'll ever have.
Oh, now you're just trying to.
I swear to you, I'll be gassy right before that game. But I'm playing defense. There's only the goalie behind me.
I was
going
to say, that'll keep people away from you.
We may be able to help you with the pimples. Good morning, Wendy. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good.
I was just going to say that she could go to the doctor and get a cortisone shot, and it would probably help by tonight for the date.
Can't women just, isn't there a million different for the pimples? Isn't there a million different ways that you women hide your pimples?
Yeah, I mean, concealer. I think, yeah, with makeup, especially if it's somebody professional who you could get to do your makeup, I think you'd be fine.
You know what you could do is you could use one to the other's advantage and just like have a big old sausage and sauerkraut lunch. And then blind him with your butt stink so that he can't see the pimples on your face until he goes to...
You're being a jerk. This is a big deal to her.
Really romantic.
Blind him with your butt stink.
You have to find a really dark restaurant and just sit across the room from him. Like, go to that, down the hatch restaurant?
Dante's
down the hatch. It's really dark in there,
Matt. I will say that you have a point there. Lighting is very important for a first date. I have a friend who used to live in New York City, and she would go scout out the restaurants that had the best lighting on her face with her girlfriends. Then if guys she was dating wanted a suggestion of where to go, she would name off the best lighting restaurants.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yes.
Huh.
Because she was like, I look great in this restaurant, and this restaurant, because the lighting is more dim and like... more conducive to, to making a good first impression.
But then what if he tries to, like, reach out and touch her face or something, and it's like a...
does that on a first date?
Braille menu.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Did you say Braille?
Yeah, like, you don't want it to be
dude,
like...
Dude!
Like, you know, wow.
And
the story of Helen Keller as told by my face.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, just want to say two quick things. Yeah. First of all, as far as the gas issue, if you ever read the guide to Disaster's Guide to Dating, there's an actual whole page dedicated to the gas issue.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
The best thing to do is actually if you get on like all fours on the floor and actually put your head down and put your basically like put your head on your hands.
Yeah. Jeff shows
it actually is a natural way of releasing gas. If you ever watch children sleep, they almost always sleep like that, kind of with their butt up in the air, and it actually helps them sleep better, especially when they get a little bit older.
Fascinating.
And I tell you, it works wonderful, awesome. And luckily, I've never had to use it on a date, but
I'm glad you told me
that. I know that it works. So, like I said, it actually says if you have a real bad gas issue, you should go to the restroom or somewhere where you can get alone.
If I walk into my master bedroom and my wife is in that position, I'm thinking it's on.
Is worried about meeting you in the bedroom. So.
You can do that before Usher comes in.
Secondly, real quick,
I think you should do that.
We've been talking back and forth on your relationship and whatnot, and he wants to meet you. No amount of pimples, no amount of bad hair, no amount of anything you have going on is going to keep him from wanting to see you.
That's
or
agreed.
Being appreciative that you're there to see him, because that will mean more to him than you counseling because you feel like you don't look your best.
Both sensitive and informative. Great. Jason,
sweet.
Everybody.
Good job, Jason.
Thank you.
Really do need to try that position anytime we have an interview now.
And as they come in, there I am on the floor.
Same position, Bob. What are you doing down there?
And you know what?
Just in the conference room. Oh, Bert's just prepping for the interview.
And just to keep it fun, we will we'll mic both ends of you. So.
Oh,
all right, Bethany.
Go on the date.
Yeah, go on the date.
Go.
We have to check in with you on Monday morning, find out how it went.
Okay, I'm going to try that head on the hands thing.
Yes.
We hang up, basically.
Others are calling saying charcoal pills will help with gas.
Okay.
No bread. And oh. Put toothpaste on your pimples, and that should help dry them up.
Okay, I tried that last night. I guess I can put it on under my makeup or something.
I mean, use the whole tube, girl. The whole tube.
Just wash your face and keep your hands off of it all day.
And take a little pressure off yourself. You're not hooking up with this guy. I mean, we already know that's happening, so there's not going to be a lot of physical contact. All you got to do is get through dinner and the drinks.
Yeah, and you've waited this long. You've got to go tonight.
Just relax.
Okay, I'll relax.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fine.
Breathe.
And have a couple drinks.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Have fun.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Good friend of mine is single and in the dating world and had been having such a hard time dating, and I guess was in a relationship with this guy for maybe a month and then broke up. And then one of her girlfriends said, you know, I have a guy friend who just got out of a relationship too. He was in a relationship for a while and, you know, they've been broken up for like 3 weeks or whatever. I think he's ready to date. You've been broken up for about 3 weeks. Like, y'all go ahead and go out or whatever. They had met one time before. So her girlfriend sets it up and she's excited about it, you know, but didn't have too high expectations. I mean, my friend has been out with like every, you know, jerk on the planet. And in the town where she doesn't live in Atlanta, in the town where she lives, I guess there's a lot of guys that she's gone out with who ended up being gay, but they like aren't out yet. And so she was just like.
And she's the one who brings that out of them?
Yeah. She's just like, just had like a rough time with dating. So she finally gets set up with this guy and she's like, he shows up and he's like, you know, dressed nice and he's handsome and he's cute. And they go to this like nice restaurant for dinner. She's like, everything is going great. We're having like great conversation. And he's a total gentleman. And she's like, we were just really hitting it off, had a good time. So after dinner, he was like, hey, do you want to go have, you know, kind of an after dinner cocktail or whatever? So they go to this place that's sort of near their neighborhood because they live in the same part of town. So they go and they're having a cocktail. And she's like, oh, my God, I cannot believe this is like really working out. This is like awesome. Like, finally, a great date. This guy's so nice, whatever. And so they're sitting there and they're having this post-dinner cocktail when she feels a touch on her shoulder, like a boom, boom, boom on her shoulder. And she turns around and there's a girl standing there and she says, who the F are you?
Oh, that's the opening line.
To my friend.
Right.
Yeah. So Catherine turns around. She's like, excuse me? And then the girl pounds on the guy's shoulder and says, what the F are you doing?
No way.
So apparently the psycho ex-girlfriend shows up to the date.
Wow. That's awesome.
And he goes, well, let's give psycho ex-girlfriend a name. Tammy. Right? So he's like, Tammy, what are you doing here? Or whatever, you know? And she was like, no, I want to know what the F you're doing here. Starts making a scene, screaming and yelling at my friend Catherine, you know, what the bleep is your name? And she says, well, if you're going to insult me for my name, why don't you tell me yours or whatever? So they have this whole, like, this girl is just causing, like, the biggest scene ever. And Catherine's like, she's like, of course. Of course, on the best date that I have had in a really long time, girl shows up. Okay, so it gets worse than that. She starts screaming and yelling up to the guy.
And again, the setting for this is where? Did you say it was like a
this
bar?
This is at like a bar, like kind of like a smaller neighborhood place or whatever, where it's in their neighborhood. So they kind of like know the servers, know the bartenders, and here comes Psycho X making a scene, right? And she's like, you need to come outside and talk to me right now. And he's like, I don't need to do anything. we broke up 3 weeks ago. Like, you're crazy, whatever. And she's like, you think I'm causing a scene now? Just wait if you don't come outside and talk to me or whatever. So Catherine's sitting there like, what do I do? Like, what do you do in that situation?
And I'm guessing she doesn't have her own car there,
right? No, the guy drove her out on the date.
So she can't even bail if she
wants. She can't even bail. She's like stuck sitting there. And so he goes, Tammy, how did you even find me? She goes, I have been driving around for 3 hours looking for your car.
No.
Are you kidding me? Yes. Mm-mm, okay. Mm-mm. So.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
This guy's doubling over himself, apologizing to Catherine, going, oh my God, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. And she's like, well, you better go outside and talk to her because this is enough. Like, this is enough of a scene already. So he goes outside, calms down, ex-girlfriend says, I will meet you at, you know, I will, you know, let me take care of her and, like, I will come and talk to you or whatever. So, chicky chick, Tammy's like, okay, I'll meet you at your house. He's like, great. So he comes back inside and he's like, you know, just apologizing profusely. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And Catherine was like, well, I would have walked home from here, but I guess there had been some robberies in that neighborhood and it was probably a little too far to walk home. Mm-hmm. She's like, all I wanted to do was walk home, but I didn't because I just didn't think it was safe. And she said, she was like, you better wait for her to pull out of the parking lot before will you take me to my house? I don't want this girl to know where I live or whatever.
Crap, right?
So Tammy squeals out of the parking lot and, like, takes off. So finally they get in the car. He takes her home and he could not be more apologetic the whole way home. Just over the top. I mean, so this really was a nice guy. Uh-huh. You know, they had already established beforehand that he had just gotten out of a relationship. She had just gotten out of a relationship. So it wasn't like this guy was, like, cheating on his girlfriend. He really did break up with her or whatever. So she was like, he's the nicest thing ever, but oh my God, just get me out of here. Just take me home, whatever. Goodbye. Well, so she goes to bed just chalking it up as another really terrible date that happens or whatever. And she hears from him the next day. He leaves her a message, just apologizing profusely all over again. Right. So so she talks to her friend who set them up.
Oh.
Late, you know. And she said, you know, I heard about what happened. Well, did you hear about what happened after he dropped you off? Her friend had heard the whole story. And she had only heard up until then.
I can't wait.
So apparently, after he left and dropped her off, he went back to his house. And the girl ended up getting arrested that night because she took her car and started ramming into his garage door her car over and over again to the point where she could, like, dent the garage door enough to get into his house. Got into his house and went into his kitchen and started throwing dishes around and breaking stuff everywhere. Throwing dishes, throwing stuff around the living room, throwing stuff everywhere. So he drops off Catherine at her house and is apologizing and says goodbye. Thinks he's going to have to go back and talk to Psycho X when she's already in his house, trashing it, ruining it. So he called the cops and she was hauled away in the police car, arrested that night. Can you say Psycho X girlfriend?
That's the worst.
That's like a nut job. That's like psycho. Worse than psycho. She's like a step above the psycho.
Psycho X girlfriend.
How long were they going out?
I think that, I'm not sure, like maybe 6, 8 months, 9 months. It wasn't like years and years.
Like,
it
you was have like, to have some kind of peek into that psycho before that.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably why you broke up with her.
Whoa. Wow. Ramming the car into the garage over and over and over again.
So that she damaged it enough to get into the house and then wreck up stuff even more.
Oh, no.
Catherine was like, this was the nicest guy ever, and he was so apologetic. She's like, but I'm sorry.
No.
I can't. Give it a shot?
I would not.
No.
Really?
She's like, I had that ex.
Wait a second.
Girlfriend in her life?
No.
She was like, no.
So this guy is nice. They have got great chemistry.
Everything's
fine.
Was fantastic.
No. Yet the psycho is so psycho, she'll never go out with the dude ever again?
Never.
Come on.
I wouldn't go out with him again.
Because that girlfriend's always going to be
That's
there.
That's red flag right there.
Always going to be around, showing up, whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
And the fact, I mean, and I know he had to handle it by his, but as soon as, first of all, it would be a red flag as soon as she showed up and made a scene at the restaurant. But then, when he was saying, okay, you know what, I'll meet you at home and I'll talk to you later and then drop me off, I'd be like, you know what? No, I wouldn't.
Seriously?
She was like too much drama.
If it's that fresh that he had to go meet her at home and meet with her after our date, no way.
So is there a buffer period now? Like, would she wait 6 months? Because they did have a great date. Everything was going fine outside of Psycho showing up. So 6 months down the road, does she give him another
shot? No, I think she was so embarrassed by the whole scene being caused, and then so frightened by the fact that this girl was like able to do what she did.
Yeah.
Just no, he's just blacklisted.
That sucks for that guy. Yeah. That sucks.
Over. Yeah.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
The Burt Show.
I got a question to ask. And I know we've sort of toyed with the same type of question years ago, but this is a little different angle on it. I know years ago we asked guys to call up if, like, on a summer vacation or whatever, or maybe even out at a club, you ended up hooking up with a girl that was much younger than she represented herself. And you found out later that she said she was 21, but you really slept with like a 17-year-old. You had no idea. You really didn't know. Your intention was fine. I want to go the other way with it today. I want to know if there are any women listening today that the dudes misrepresented how old they were, and they were actually older than what you thought you were getting.
So guy says he's 30, but he's really 52.
I'll give you a perfect example. 404-741-Q1.
Oh, this is one from experience.
Came up with this idea.
So we got a guy in the office here who is 44 years old, and he ended up, for whatever reason, over by Auburn University this weekend. And he hooked up with a 22-year-old girl, and he told her he was 27.
Oh, no way.
And she believed him?
She must have been really hammered.
Believed him.
She must have been really hammered.
Oh, really?
But this particular guy is very persuasive, and he has a charm that Jeff doesn't understand.
But I could see that because he looks... Oh. I don't think he looks...
Oh. He don't look 27.
No.
He doesn't?
Not at all.
No, no sir.
Could he
no.
Okay, hold on. Could he pass for 32?
No.
Maybe.
No.
I'd believe the 30s more.
Wendy, have you ever
20s.
Seen him close up?
That's funny.
He no.
44.
Because here's what I'm thinking. If he could pass for 32, right, then the girl might accept it going, well, always tell him, whatever, 27, you're probably 32, maybe 33.
He says they end up hooking up with each other, and he's lying the whole time saying he's 27. And then when they're done, he really comes clean to her.
No, he told her?
He did.
That?
He
gross.
Well, it was done at that point. I
why?
Mean, what's he got to lose?
Never yeah, but
see
why,
her again.
Why bother telling
Tell her?
Her.
That, that's kind of like the refs coming out after the Georgia game going, hey, so guys, sorry about that.
Yeah.
That penalty shouldn't have happened.
It's jacked up.
So he says, I got to be honest with you, I'm really 44. And she says, oh, my God, my dad is 42.
Oh, no way. Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Yes.
That is wrong.
So,
oh, my God.
He should have never said anything.
A
word. 404-741-Q100.
Wow.
Good morning, Sarah. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, that actually happened to me.
Really?
I was out at a bar and I met this guy who was 22, which was already younger than me. But, yeah, he ended up being 17.
He was
so
younger.
That was like, it was 11 years younger than me.
Oh, damn. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
He was saying he was 22.
Right.
And he was really 17, and you were.
17, yeah.
Wow.
28 at the time. So I already felt like a little bit of Cougarville, you know, 22, 28. But then 17, that's like, can I go to jail?
And did he? How did you find out? Did you say?
Other people that knew of him after the fact
that knew him. That's horrible.
But I still think that's an easier pill to swallow than knowing that you just slept with somebody that was older than your dad.
Yeah, this is true.
And you either have to be really drunk or you have to just want to do that and just pretend you don't hear the lie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Here's Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I was at a bar, and a guy approached me, and we started dancing, talking, whatever, and he asked me how old I was, and I told him I was 21, and I was. And then he said, well, he was 26. And I was like, okay. And he said, does that bother you? I said, no. And we ended up dating and everything, and 6 months later, I found out he was 31. But the funny part of it is the day before I found out he was 31, we had gone out with a couple of his friends who had children already. And the woman just kept telling me how young I was, and I got all riled up, like, who does she think she is? She was already married by my age and having children. And, I mean, I was livid. So the whole night home in the car, I'm going on and on and on how mad I was about it. He said nothing. The next day, I just happened, I knew he was coming up to his birthday, and I wanted to make sure I had the right date, and I looked at his driver's license.
Oh, and you saw the year.
Yes.
Bust
and he
off.
Is now my
now,
husband.
Did he show
He's
it
now
to
your
you?
Husband.
Did he show it to you, or did you sneak the license?
Oh, no, I found it.
Because
I went up to him. He was actually washing his face. We were getting ready to go out for dinner, and I said, what year were you born? And he said, what year do you think I was born? I told him that was the wrong answer.
And then
answer
I said, you tell me what year you were born.
But the age discrepancy isn't that crazy. He said he was 26, but he was really 31. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right, she was 21.
5 years.
Yeah.
But you know,
he was on a
mission to keep that driver's license hidden.
Oh, yeah.
And this brings up, the issue you have when you hide a birthday is the momentous birthday occasions. Because
they're all off.
Well, I'm not sure if it already happened, but over the summer, a friend of a friend was dealing with this struggle. He had lied about his age, and he had lied down, and he was in his mid-40s. But he had lied down, and then they had stayed together for 2 years, meaning that his 40th birthday in her mind was coming up.
Wow.
And she wanted to invite all of his friends and his family and his parents and everybody else.
She lied about her birthday, and by the time everybody was like, oh, you're about to be 40, she's like, oh, no. She'd been 40 for a couple years. That's awesome.
Hey, Allison, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so I met this guy at a bar, and he said that he was 29. But he's actually 39, and, like, we, like, made out and all that good stuff. And, yeah, he tried to tell me that his mom told him he's 10 years younger and that he doesn't have a birth date on his
mom.
Oh,
give me a break.
That's such a dude excuse.
That's the worst thing I've ever
heard. Yes.
And you were how old?
He was just like, yeah, my dad was in the military, and so, like, my birth certificate just, like, shows that I exist. It actually doesn't have a date on it. My dad says I'm this old, and my mom says I'm this old.
Yeah, so
what's
even
creepier is he totally is, like, in love with my best friend who's 17.
So, like, he's, like, going to be 15 when he enters kindergarten. Give me a break.
he's going to be playing baseball for one of those Caribbean islands.
That's right.
Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, thanks.
What's up?
Okay. I just wanted to say the guy that I'm dating currently, we've been in a relationship for 3 years, but when I met him, he told me that he was 25 at the time I was 17. and now he is 34 and I'm 20.
So he tweaked his age by 6 years in order to date a 17-year-old?
I guess so.
Am I doing the math wrong on this? Is this 17 and 31?
Yeah. Was he?
No, 30? He's now 30. He's now 34 and I'm 20.
So how old was he when you guys started? 31 and you were 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 25. He told me he was 25.
But he was really 31 dating a 17-year-old.
Oh, really, yeah.
And you're still together?
Yes, we are still together.
And you don't think he's a creeper?
It was a little weird at first. I found out like a year after dating him. So I was like dating him for years, thinking that he's, 25, 1 or 26. But,
Did that make you creep around and try to find out more things that he could potentially be lying about?
That's what I did because I was, a little creeped out and we broke up for a little while and then ended up getting back together because it was just a little weird.
How about your parents? What did they say when they found out that you were dating a 31-year-old?
I never told them that he didn't tell me the correct age, but after a little while of dating and my parents met him, they really liked him. So it was like, it was okay.
So do they
still don't know?
Do they know now?
Yes, they know.
They know that he lied about his age and they're okay with it?
No, they don't know that he lied about his age. Right.
Like so they know his age.
He lied about his age, but she doesn't know like how old he is.
Dang. Oh, so you never told them? Okay.
Yeah, no.
I got it.
Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Move on.
Wowee.
Last call here. Hey, Tiffany, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Thank goodness. So I'm out at a bar, and I'm having a good time with one of my girlfriends, and we get sat down and at a table, and this guy comes over, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's totally cute. And that was after many martinis. And basically, got drunk, and he was interesting, went home. And then later, he looks at me, and he's like, how old are you? I'm like, that's a weird question to ask. I'm like, well, I just turned 21. And I look at him, I'm like, how old are you? And he starts laughing, and he will not tell me. No. Definitely 41.
41 years old?
And he did not look anywhere near 41.
Wow.
And I just, like, packed my things up. I was like, goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have reserved that information, much like Southside did. Came up a little early with the truth.
You mean our friend.
You never identified him.
Yeah, you mean our friend.
I don't think he needed to.
Yeah, right. Hey, Alicia.
Hey.
Hi.
I actually met my current boyfriend at a club, and we had gone on a couple of dates before anything happened, and he made sure, like, he asked for my ID to make sure I was 18, and he's 26.
And you were 18 at the time?
Yeah.
What did he tell you he was?
Yeah, he told me that he was 26, and we were both open, but before anything happened, to make sure I was
actually
telling the truth.
He carded you.
Yeah?
It's funny.
He asked for my ID.
He wanted to make sure he wasn't going to get busted
for
anything.
Yeah, he was like, seriously, can I see your ID? And I actually took it out to show him that I was 18.
Yeah, smart. I think he's kind of a smart guy.
Yeah.
I swear, it was like, it wasn't uncomfortable at all. And I think any guy should make sure that the girl is actually legal to sleep with.
You should have a friend that should run interference for you and ask the question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody should have their own personal bouncer.
Just stand there and say, ID,
my friend
please.
Here's going to need to see your ID.
Yeah.
Hey, The Bird Show.